com. At 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. We give them away. So once again, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
By the way, Allie was asking me about why the website looks a little bit different now than it did previously, and that's because we have a brand new voting interface. It is a Reddit integration, and some people apparently are upset with the fact that we have integrated Reddit on our website.
Well, upset right. People are usually the most vocal, so there's probably lots of people who like it, too.
I think you're probably right about that, Allie. There's a guy who posted on the BBS saying that he's never going to come to the website and vote again.
Because it's Reddit?
Because it's Reddit.
Well, Reddit is a horrible place.
Why do you say that?
I've never been on a website, an interactive website that was more hive-minded than Reddit. Ever.
Hive-minded.
Well, there's certain things, there's a certain opinion that is popular on Reddit, even in, like, the libertarian subreddits and things like that. There's an opinion that is Reddit-friendly, and then there's any other opinion in which you get, I think it's a voting system, but it's like, you just get completely attacked for having any sort of different opinion. I can't explain it, but spend some time on Reddit and you'll see.
Well, I can't say that I've spent a whole lot of time on Reddit. I mean, I spent enough time to kind of know how it works and check it out, and I like that it works. And that's the reason why I implemented it on freetalklive.com, because our old system, well, was kind of broken. And for some users it worked, but for some users it wouldn't work all the time. And, you know, if you're running a website, you want your users to have a good experience, and you want them to not be frustrated because when they try to vote on something, the vote doesn't work, or if they try to submit something to the site, it won't submit because the captcha's broken or whatever. These are some of the problems that we'd run into on freetalklive.com. And the idea behind the site is that you should be able to submit things to the show, to the website, and then other people can vote them up or vote them down, and then, you know, in the aggregate, we'll figure out what our listeners think is important. And the original concept was to get away from people just sending us emails when they thought something was cool, because what would happen would be I'd get 8 different emails from people if there was, you know, one particular article out there that they thought was really good, and of course each person that was emailing didn't know the other person was emailing, so it right. just ended up being a bunch of clutter, and that was the idea behind implementing voting and article submission on our website in the first place. So to anybody that doesn't like Reddit, I'm sorry about that, but it works, and that's what I want, is a website that works. So I think that we've already seen more people or new people participating, and I also thought that bringing Reddit on board would mean that we'd have more participation on the site because, well, you could also bring in whoever else is on Reddit to participate. You don't actually even have to go to freetalklive.com. I mean, I'd like you to, because obviously we'd like you to see our advertisers, but if you wanted to go to Reddit, subreddit for Free Talk Live, you can vote there too. So it actually gives 2 different locations where people can submit content and vote on it. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can submit stuff to the site, and we might just talk about that on the radio waves. According to TomWoods.com, half of college grads are working in jobs that don't require college degrees. And Julia, you're currently in school, right?
Yes.
You're not so happy about that, are you?
Nope, not at all. It's the worst decision I ever made in my life.
Worst ever?
I think so. Certainly
Why?
The most expensive decision I ever made in my life.
Well, you're not even going to like a huge, humongous university school.
It's expensive.
Like, what's it compare, though, to going to a big, fancy school?
It's $10,000 a semester.
That is expensive.
That's cheap, though.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing.
So, according to TomWoods.com, on Rob Port's blog, we've gotten confirmation of what we've been hearing anecdotally. According to the BLS, I don't know what that stands for, Bureau of Labor Statistics, maybe? 48% of recent college graduates are in jobs requiring less than a 4-year degree. According to a Forbes article, in 2011, 1.5 million or 53.6% of college grads under age 25 were out of work or underemployed, according to a 2012 Associated Press story that used analysis of the government's current population survey data, plus material from Drexel University, etc. Rob points out that enrollment has surged over the past 25 years, as have costs and administrative jobs. Over the last 25 years, universities' enrollments have collectively grown by 26%, while the ranks of full-time administrators have risen 75%, not only at private universities, but also at some public ones. During the same period, tuition at four-year universities nationwide has increased and inflation-adjusted 85%. So college students are paying more than they've ever paid to go to college. And what are they really getting out of it? I mean, if the big sell behind college is that you're going to get a fancier job and get a bigger paycheck, the numbers belie that.
If you factor in how much money the loans cost and how much you're going to pay in interest to pay off the loans, I'm not sure that it's worth it unless you get some crazy job, right? And even then, you're talking about paying a lot more in taxes. So, I think that if you actually sat down and did the math, you would be surprised at how not beneficial it is in most cases.
It seemed to me like in high school, when we were graduating, a lot of people were going to college as sort of something to identify with. Like, a lot of the kids were going to the local college which is Auburn University, because they were Auburn fans, and it was sort of part of their identity to do something like that. They saw themselves as someone who's going to go to college, and it was even kind of a snobbish thing. Like, if you weren't going to college, then it must be because you don't have any skills.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, people who didn't go to college probably picked up more skills than those who did go to school because they weren't able to work.
Yeah. Well, you get skills when you're on the job, actually interacting with people and doing whatever it is the task is at hand.
Sure. What I learned in school is absolute nonsense. I mean, basically, I do it online, and I cheat as much as I can just to get the grades.
When you say nonsense, do you mean that they're teaching you falsehoods, or it's
or
just
useless?
Not? It's just
both.
Useless.
Both. Like, right now, the two classes I'm taking are business law, right? Great, fun, awesome. And corporate finance. And none of those have anything to do with, you know, that's for a business degree, so it's just...
It does not sound very interesting.
No, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I do as little work as I possibly can to pass the class, and I have a terrible grade point average. I mean, it's really, it's like the least important priority in my life. However, you know, it's cost me $15,000.
So you've got this sunken cost thing where you've already put in a bunch of
money.
That's
the problem.
And
they basically tricked me.
You're so far through it, you feel like, I might as well finish.
Yeah. So I'll be done in 6 months. So for me to stop going,
that doesn't make
is
sense.
Dumb, because then I'll have $15,000 bill and nothing to show for it. I mean, it's like I have to get the stupid piece of paper so I have something to show for the $15,000
I
spent.
If you actually think that the piece of paper will somehow provide value to you, then I would say, yeah, go ahead and keep going. But if it really won't make any difference, if it won't add any value, you know, if you weigh the cost, 6 more months of this, or just, like, drop out now and not get my piece of paper, you know, you kind of have to make that determination. But don't just keep going because you've been going.
Well, there's so many factors involved, but number one, you have to start paying off the loans after you, like, if I stopped going, I'd have to start paying off the loans. And my number one financial goal was to pay off my car early. So this is something that I've just done. But I did not want to get stuck with a school loan and a car loan. And now I'm using the money that I'm saving on my car loan to pay for the school loan before the interest starts compounding. So, you know, it's been beneficial for me to continue going. It's just kind of the way it worked out. And even though the degree is stupid and it's just a basic degree, I also have job skills and a good resume and lots of good recommendations. So it will probably benefit me in that way. Like, I could get a better better paying job.
It sounds like your degree actually has some practical use. Like, I could see a business owner valuing that degree over what a lot of people, like
sociology,
an art degree,
yeah,
or sociology, yeah.
Toll free number tonight, what is your experience when it comes to a college? Did you feel like it was a scam? Are you saddled with $100,000 in debt, $50,000 in debt, and not really much to show for it, not even working in the area in which you studied? It's a pretty common story. 855-453.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. 800-454-5free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. You get to control the content. You can also tune in. We've got listening options there, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show await you. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in to any one of those. Also, you can learn about our over 115 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've also got satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard on two different channels throughout the week. In addition to that, we've got KU Band. It's free to air in Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the U.S. Courtesy of Bitcoin. You can learn more about those options over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com as we are going to go back to your calls. But first, I want to remind you about how to get bitcoins. Bitinstant.com. They're the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Now, this you have to decide you're ready to have bitcoins. It's something that I would recommend. I've got a few of them. And Julia, I know that you've been purchasing them. Alia, have you picked up any yet?
I literally have two bitcoins, and they're both physical.
Better than zero. They could hit $400,000 someday, from what I hear. So who knows? Hang on to those things. You can go to BitInstant.com to get yours. They're like, what, $122, I think, last time I looked today?
I saw $128. Yeah. They've been kind of rocking the $120 to $130 range for a little bit.
A year ago, they were about $5.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to go up. You never know. Maybe they'll go down. But either way, I think it's valuable to have currency in something or money in something that's not the Federal Reserve note, because we know the Federal Reserve note is going to devalue over time. So go to BitInstant.com. They make it easy. You can deposit cash at more than a million locations, and that means, you know, walk into a CVS, pick up the phone over the MoneyGram station, or go to Walmart, any location with MoneyGram. Also, you can use Dwolla, and they really make it easy. So again, BitInstant.com. Let's go to the phones here. John's on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Julia.
Hey, Ian, thanks for having me on.
John, go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm definitely underemployed. I've got a bachelor's in mathematics and a minor in religious studies, and when I got done with college, there really wasn't a market for me, and those were just subjects that I was interested in, and so I studied them, and ended up joining the military, and I'm currently active duty military. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, probably a terrible
Did you join decision. To pay for your school?
No, I did not. I joined the military because I thought it would be important to me on the same level, the same reasons for why I joined, or why I studied mathematics and philosophy, or religion. I just felt like I would learn some things, and it would be important in my life, if that makes some, I don't know, it kind of doesn't make sense, but
what kind of things were you hoping to learn in the military? I'm just curious.
Well, from a young age, it was something I was always interested in, and I like the idea of discipline, and I like the idea of honor, and respect and duty, and so I feel like that was a great environment to learn those things, and hopefully I've learned that those really aren't the places to learn those things, but those are some of the attractive things to me, and I also want to see firsthand what, like, just being a part of the military was about, and also, you know, paid pretty well for, you know, absolutely, you're going to get this job right now, so.
So how many years have you been in?
I've been in a little over 2 years.
2 years. And was it everything you'd hoped it would be?
Oh, man, I've got 873 days until I get out.
Ooh, wow. Now, have you looked into the idea of getting out early, or are you just going to stick to it?
I think it's important for me to stick to it. It's really easy to get out of the military right now. Absolutely, yeah. It's not always like this. But I know of 8 people in my unit right now that are just getting chaptered out for various issues. One, if you get DUI, they will chapter you out of the military within 30 days. If you are caught smoking pot, you'll be chaptered out of the Army within 30 days. Just right now, that's working. So,
What do they have you doing? I mean, what's your job with them?
I work in supply. And so
So you're not necessarily on the front lines. You're not, you know, involved in taking life directly.
No, and thank goodness I didn't go that route, you know. I work in supply, which is one of the better jobs in the entire military. I will say that.
So how much college debt did you rack up?
Racked up about $35,000 in student loans.
Which is pretty low compared to a lot of other people.
Yeah, what's the average?
Good question. I have no idea.
I think I've read it's over 15, or I'm sorry, over 50,000.
Now, are they going to help you with the college loan thing? I know that there's. I remember we've heard from people before saying that the military plays it up like they help people with college loans, but if you like make one mistake or get some sort of discipline while you're in there, they basically screw you out of it or something.
Well. For some people that are chaptered before they've been in the military for 3 years, you will not get your GI benefits, your GI bill. You will not get college paid for, like, if you want to pursue another degree. There's some people that walked in with a tuition repayment program, and that is they will pay your monthly fee for your tuition or your student loan for a period of time, and after a certain amount of time, they'll just take care of the rest of it. And so if any, you know, if you're chaptered out of the Army within the first 3 years, you won't get those benefits.
But, so is that one of the motivations for you to stick it out for the remaining 2 years?
No. I mean, I'll have a year left, and, you know, after that year, I'll have my GI benefits. I think it's important for me personally to get out with an honorable, under honorable circumstances. I also think that, you know, doing something that you don't want to do and you don't necessarily agree with isn't the worst thing in the world. It teaches you a lot about yourself, teaches you a lot about just sacrifice, not in the level of, I think this is a great war and we're doing something honorable, because I wouldn't say that at all. But I just think it's important to imbue it. You know, I've got a firsthand account of what's going on in our military, and for the rest of my life I'll have that experience.
What are the guys in your squad, or whatever they call it, what are their viewpoints, the people you're working with on the conflicts that the military's involved with?
The majority of people that I talk to just don't see the point, to be honest. There's very few people who join up in the military and are like, yes, absolutely, let's go to war. You know, this is great. If they do join the military like that, they usually don't make it very long, because the military is anything but that. It's mostly just standing in formation and mowing lawn and, just ridiculous work that is pretty degrading for the most part.
You know what? I appreciate your call tonight, John, and the inside scoop. Thanks for sharing that. 855-450-FREE.
I'm reading that the class of 2013 grads average $35,200 in loans, credit card debt. Well, it's counting credit card debt, so I don't know what that's about.
That's not bad.
No, that doesn't seem
like compare. I mean, because someone I know recently got out of college with $100,000 and a 4-year degree, and he's got a job working $15 an hour somewhere, which is less than I make.
Is it in the area in which his degree is?
Yeah, it's in computers, but it's not the specific area he wants, and he could get it without that degree.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Still come here tonight. Do kinky people have better mental health than everyone else? There's one article online that claims that they do. And we'll find out more about that and take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer, or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. We give them away to you, including archives that go back, way back, all the way to late 2006. All of it free, freetalklive.com. Last 7 days worth of archives are at the front and top of the website. And you can also dig back into the archive section to go back even further. Plus, you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find the regular archives. Plus, you'll get Edgington Post episodes as well as occasional interviews. I posted several interviews that I performed recently regarding the Robin Hooding situation here in Keene, New Hampshire, which made international headlines a couple weeks ago. And those kind of bonuses we'll post to the SoundCloud page. So you can go and get those at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And the cool thing about SoundCloud, besides the fact that you can play the audio right there on your webpage, besides the fact you can actually comment within the show, which is kind of a cool feature, the other thing about SoundCloud that is cool is you get to share whatever you like. So if there's an episode that you think is particularly entertaining or good, you can hit the share button, and it'll make it easy to share it on Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is you like to spend time online. Now then, freedomcam.net, you need to know about it if you, I don't know, care about accountability, if you like the idea of having something recording the inside of your cab and in front of your car at all times. As long as this device has power, it is recording, and in fact, it even has a slight battery that will allow it to record even if power is disconnected for a short while. FreedomCam.net will give you all-around protection. It's got a GPS unit inside there, so it knows where you've been. It knows how fast you've been going. This can be incredibly useful in an accident situation where it's he said, she said. Well, you got the Freedom Cam. That Freedom Cam knows exactly how fast you were going and knows how safe you were driving. So, and of course, the video is going to help protect you as well. Maybe a rogue cop or any cop that comes up to your window. You want to have a full record of that? The Freedom Cam can do that for you, too. FreedomCam.net, it's on sale right now, and you can get one for Bitcoin if you like. So FreedomCam.net, 855, 450 free. We've been talking about college. There was a story over at TomWoods.com where he was basically pointing out approximately half of college graduates are they're basically not employed in any way, shape, or form in a job that has anything to do with their college degree.
I'm actually impressed that half of them are employed.
Yeah, I was shocked by that myself.
I mean, with something that has to do with their degree. I think most of them are employed somewhere, even if it just ends up being a restaurant or something.
Yeah, it's a job that, that 48% of college graduates are in jobs requiring less than a four-year degree. And it's always been the case that college people who graduate in college have had a tough time finding work in the area in which that's specified.
The problem is that when they tell you to go to college, you are a high school student. You really, at that age, you know, in America, as an 18-year-old kid, you don't know what you want to do with your life in most cases. You don't really understand consequences in the same way that you mm-hmm. do as an adult. And so you've got your entire life, you've got people telling you that the right thing to do is to go to college. And if you go to college, no matter what you get a degree for, you're guaranteed a good job. So you spend your first semester in college and you take a sociology class. And sociology is a fun class to take. It's interesting. So by Joe, I want a degree in sociology. Mm. And, you know, nobody ever
you and everybody
says,
else.
Yeah, that's the problem, that nobody ever says, what are you going to do with this degree? Well, I'm going to be a sociologist. You know,
it doesn't. I guess, right?
It doesn't. Yeah, but that's what everybody does, yeah. or everybody
that's
wants
the,
to
that's
do.
That's one of the problems here, right? So if there's a bunch of high school graduates that are going into college and they're saying there's now a 26% increase in enrollments over the last 25 years. So you've got even more people being kind of shuffled into this college system, and that means that even more people are coming out with college degrees. Therefore, you've got a larger amount of people competing for however many jobs there are out there that would actually be in the areas in which they want. So you've got a whole bunch of people churning out with sociology degrees. There are only so many jobs that these people can get. And, you know, the marketplace can only handle so many sociologists. And that's right. not a fact. You know, you don't get that information on the outside end of going to college. When you go to the college seminar or whatever. And
it's fraudulent.
Well, it borders, I would say, on being fraudulent. When you go to their college seminar and you tell them, well, I want to be a sociologist. They'll say, well, that's great. We've got the best sociology program in the, you know, the country or whatever. And they won't tell you that they churned out 300 sociologists. In the last year or, you know, whatever the arbitrary number is, and they won't tell you what your chances are of actually getting a job in the area in which you're interested. They're going to pander to you. It's a sales pitch. I mean, I think that college has this aura around it, this kind of aura of something that, like, as though it's a business. It's not a business. You know, it's school.
Well,
it's education.
Right, because we grow up with public school, which is not a business, right? It's yeah. this thing that everybody's entitled to, supposedly. So I think that people think college is the same thing.
Let's go to Greg. He's on the line, St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
What's on your mind
Good.
Tonight?
Yeah, so I just recently finished my MBA from a local state university, and you know, I actually had my college paid off, so I paid my last semester and was done, had no student loans when I walked out of it.
Nice.
And I guess the reason I called in was you know, I listen to the station and I really like your show, and it has a real libertarian free feel to it, and I feel like I'm getting the vibe like all of these students don't have their own personal accountability before they go into school. I mean, we all have our own decisions. I can study if I'm going to go into studying bugs, and I don't know that there's not 100 million jobs out there that require someone that went to college to study bugs, then I'm probably pretty foolish to go in $100,000 in debt to come out and say, why
you said
all
that,
I can do is
you
get
said
a
you,
target.
You said that so, you went to school. I mean, every campus that I've been on, it doesn't seem like self-responsibility is highly stressed at these places. I mean,
they're party schools,
well,
right?
I mean, it's young people, so you would expect people to party. But as far as, like, finances and stuff, the colleges don't they foster an environment of just spending on, like, they'll have college cards where your parents have to prepay, and then you could just, like, spend it at these different businesses and stuff.
The loan system, the federal government loan system that they have in itself is really financially irresponsible, because they basically guarantee that anybody can take out these loans. You know what I mean? Like, they don't, they just give anybody and everybody whatever money they need. And in most cases, they give you more money than you need. And if you don't really read the fine print and take a look at how much you actually need, you know, you as a college student, you get an extra $7,000 check, you know, every semester. And that feels pretty good, right? But then you have to pay that back.
I think a lot of people, when they're trying to figure out what they want to do after high school, because it can be bewildering. You don't have any experience for the most part. You don't really know what you want to be when you grow up. And you just kind of think, I feel like I'm safe going to college. And you look around at your peers, they're all going to college. And I know that the student loan debt isn't something that just gets forgiven. It's not, you can't just go bankrupt and it goes away. You have to die to get rid of it, essentially. But all my peers are doing it, so I'm just going to be the same as them.
Right, that's a factor. Peer pressure. So everybody else is doing it, so I should too. And the fact is, you know, when you're 17 years old or 18 years old, you don't know what probably you want to do for the rest of your life. And so you pick something, you know, like you said, looking at bugs or whatever. And turns out that wasn't a good choice. Well, too bad. Now you owe $50,000 and you know how to look at bugs. So, I mean, it's sad, but it's just, you know, people who don't know being... I don't know if taking an advantage of is the right way to put things, but it's a whole system that is really just designed from early on in the school system to brainwash people to think that this is the way you're supposed to do things.
Well, it's not just that. It's a lot of adults, too. I can't tell you how many times I've had adults say, are you in school? And then I say no. And then now it seems like they're more accepting of that choice. But for a while, it was like they couldn't believe that someone would choose not to go to school when I could have gone to
school.
Oh,
you're going to be a failure, Allie.
I know. They don't take any time to think and see if it's a financially responsible choice at this point in time.
And look at Bill Gates. He didn't finish college. Greg, I don't know if you have more. We're just kind of dominating this conversation. If you want to hang on, we'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the show that you can take control of, should you like. The toll-free number is available for you. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And again, lrn.fm on Skype. You will have to send us a contact request on Skype. You'll be approved. And then once you're approved, you're good to go to call us any old time that you would like and talk about anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Coming up in about 2.5 weeks, Porcupine Freedom Festival 2013, the 10th edition. Julia will not be attending because she's got a rave party she's
going
to.
Way to spell it, Ian.
Okay, it's not just a rave party. It's in Spain.
Yeah, and it's a week
long. You make it sound like I'm driving down to New York City and missing Porkfest.
No, you wouldn't miss it otherwise, and maybe we'll see you there next year. But
yes.
But Allie and I, we're going.
We're going.
And 1,000-some, not going together, you and I, but we'll be, seeing each other here and there. Andrew will be going.
You sound very exclusive.
Yeah.
And
we'll be seeing each other.
All of the all the cool people will be there because it's a blast. It is a blast to be at Porkfest with over 1,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same campground. It's Rogers Campground. Yes, one of the buildings burned down last week, unfortunately, at Rogers.
But it was one of the least important building.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure the people that had their events scheduled in that building felt it was pretty important.
Well, the thing is, I don't remember there being much except for like lectures and things there,
yeah.
Which is not, I love going to lectures, but you can do the lectures either outside or at a tent or something.
I think they were going to have like a bunch of family things there, and there's going to be a solution. Like I know they're working out like getting another tent, like a humongous tent to set up instead. And there's even talk about having like a rebuild project or something throughout the week where, people that are there will will help them rebuild something. I don't know if that's going to pan out, but there's certainly discussion about it. So it's a great community of people. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know that we go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival year after year, broadcast Free Talk Live from Porkfest. And not just us, there's a lot of great radio shows that are there doing their programs, but it's not like a radio event. That's just a sideshow. The event is to be around 1,000 people who get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. There's the Agora Alley, which is where various different people set up vending. They might sell food, they might sell clothing, they might sell pipes. I mean, they can sell pretty much anything they want, and it's all done without government permits, which makes it even more fun. And of course,
it's pretty impressive. Last year I went, and I hadn't been for a couple of years, and that had really exist when I went to Porkfest back in 2009.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. And this is the 10th anniversary, so it's an extra special Porkfest. There are going to be some extra special people there, like Lou Rockwell from LouRockwell.com. Bob Murphy will be there. And, yeah, he's a big deal, no doubt. And also Mary Ruard, who's one of my favorites. She'll be attending this year as well. Hey. So go to porkfest.com. You can, by the way, I think you should go tonight to porkfest.com, because if I'm not mistaken, they actually close registrations tomorrow. So yep. If you're listening live tonight and you haven't yet gotten your ticket to Porkfest, you can still show up at Porkfest and get in, but it's going to be $75 for the whole week. If you go tonight to porkfest.com and register, it's $50. So don't delay, don't procrastinate, go now, porkfest.com. Greg is back with us, listening in St. George to KZNU. All right, Greg, we definitely talked a lot about school and you know, how it is that young people get kind of shuffled into this college system without really knowing quite what they're getting into. I mean, they don't really teach you, at least when I went to high school, they don't really teach you about loans. You don't really understand those things when you end up being presented with this really important decision. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people just get into it, because they've just been kind of sloughed along and, you know, this is what you're supposed to do, son. And
scary. I used to work at a bank, and it is scary how many adults do not understand how loans work. I had so many people be furious at me because they don't understand how interest payments work, you know, and they would do the math in their head, like, well, if I owe $500 and I make 5 payments of $100, it's done.
Sorry, no.
That's not the way loans work. And they would get furious. I had one lady mad because she ran out of tickets to pay it with, and she thought that when she was out of tickets that the loan was paid off, and she was screaming at me. But it's like, if you don't know how a loan works, you should not take a loan out.
No doubt. Greg, your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. I guess this was the point I was getting at. Nobody except society forces anybody into college, and the government makes it really easy and expensive at the same time to go to college. And I wish, this isn't the case, but I wish the first class you took was personal finance and not geology. And if we had more personal finance instead of geology, then
sure.
I think we'd actually come out positive as a society a little bit more than we currently do. And then one last point, when I'm in my classes, I can look around and I know for a fact some people are there for a degree and some people are there to learn. And this is no disrespect to anyone that might be listening to me that is getting bad grades and just getting there through the degree, but it's not going to amount to anything, and you probably are indeed wasting your time. But my experience was I really tried hard to network and to meet people and to try to set myself up for when I did finish and I actually could get something. So I think I actually gained more from the people I met and the contacts I made than I did from actually learning, and it was a positive experience for me. But
that's good.
You know, that's my experience. But I feel bad for anyone that goes to college and it gets in debt hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think that's just totally foolish.
I totally agree. I mean, if my parents were going to give me money for college, if I was going to get $100,000 for college, I'd much rather take that $100,000 and use some of the money to put a down payment on a house and some of the other money to open a business. I mean, because that would, to me, be a much wiser move as far as, putting that money to good use. And, Greg, thanks for your thoughts and your expertise tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And I'm glad it works out. You know, obviously it works out for some people. of. Otherwise, the colleges wouldn't have anyone to point to effectively sell their product. And that's really what this is, right? When you go to these college nights, I remember this when I was in high school. They brought a bunch of colleges into the student union at the high school, and they would set up all their tables, and the college reps would be there pitching their colleges as to why it's the best college.
The military would be there, too.
It was a gifted school, so the military wasn't there. But
they don't want smart people.
At any other school, the military certainly would be there. But it's a pitch. You know, these guys are salespeople. They're selling a product, and the product is college and the experience and the people.
Which is okay, but the parents, like, are the ones falling for it. Parents should be like, you know, that's when people get into trouble, is when they start thinking of, like, representatives from a college as anything but a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to give you, like, a biased point of view about the college. They're not going to tell you.
Yeah, they're not your buddy, yeah. If I'm honest.
Well, that's really the problem, is that it's not like when you attend one of these seminars and you see one of these salespeople, that's the first time that you've heard about college. You've been told your entire life in mm-hmm. school by every teacher and every adult that you interact with that college is what you do.
And you'll be a failure if you don't go.
And you'll make $1 million more over your lifespan if you go to school, which is apparently a completely misleading number.
Yeah, it is a misleading number because it doesn't factor in all the payments you're making on the college loans, among other things. Let's go to the pizza guy in Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Pizza Dude.
Yes, I'm in hostile territory. Mark's not on tonight, but I'm calling in to kind of defend Rand Paul here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I know how much you dislike him. And, it pains me that I find myself willing to compromise, because I've always been so against compromise. But I think the problem is that a lot of people think that compromise between poison A and poison B somehow gets us a non-poison, right? But when we're looking at politics, and this is kind of how I wanted to approach you with it. When you're looking at politics, you almost have to see the status quo, and it is evil, but as a neutral action, because it doesn't cost anything to support the status quo, and the status quo is going to support itself anyway. And so what you have to ask yourself is, what do you think it's going to look like? Let's say the Republican Party is going to make a change, and all of a sudden they're going to be not against marijuana, because they're so against marijuana right now. All of a sudden they're not going to be. Do you think someone's going to get up on stage and go, you know what, we've been wrong, we're changing our mind? Is that what you expect? Because what
Ron Paul did it.
Yeah, and look how successful he was.
Tremendously successful. He raised millions upon millions of dollars for his presidential campaign. His son's not going to be able to raise a fraction of that.
Not just that. I mean, look how many people that he brought to the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a bunch of people here in New Hampshire that are here because they found Ron Paul, and through Ron Paul found the Free State Project.
Well, it depends. If you're judging things from a utopia, right? Rand Paul is terrible. If we had a utopia, he's a terrible guy because he's not preaching things that are good from the standpoint of utopia.
So what's his use? If he's not talking about valuable ideas, what good is he? I'll let you hang on. We can bring you back here in hour number two. What good is Rand Paul? Besides, like, he's a little bit better than the other Republicans. Okay, we'll give him that. Well, what good is he? He's not talking about principle. He's not helping anybody understand liberty. He's just a politician. It's Free Talk Live. Hour two's next.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.